This is Louisa Clarence-Smith from EG, and I am at the EG Development Summit in Manchester with Ben Still, who is Managing Director of the West Yorkshire Combined Authority. Ben, obviously we're in sort of a period of huge sort of political flux at the moment. What's been interesting the last couple of weeks is, you know, we've had the mayoral elections in lots of different parts of the world, not in West Yorkshire. Do you think the area is at a disadvantage because it doesn't have an elected mayor?
I think what's important is the visible and strong leadership for city regions. I think where there have been mayoral elections, that's now visible and is a real opportunity for those places. I think that will encourage other places to want to do mayoral devolution deals as well, and I very much hope that Leeds City Region is a part of that.
Some people say that, you know, with Brexit, the devolution agenda has sort of slipped down the government's priority sheet. Is that a concern that the area might have sort of missed the boat?
Anything to do with changing government policy during a period of a general election is a concern, but I think the good mix of different political hues of the mayors will mean that this will be an agenda that will now cross party and be important for any government going forwards. It'll be in part how much those new mayors bang the drum for further devolution powers, and as a consequence how far other places like the City Region come to terms with the geography and the powers that they'd like their mayor to have as well.
And what's the Combined Authority doing at the moment in particular to sort of help attract inward investment into commercial property in quite an uncertain time?
So we've really got our act together. We have a single team that operates across the City Region, across local authority boundaries, that is becoming increasingly effective at both working with national institutions, UK government, and also hunting overseas in specific markets and for specific sectors, and building relationships with overseas investors and companies to invest in the City Region. And we've had a number of successes over recent months with quite a healthy pipeline as well.
And does the Combined Authority have a bit of a wish list for what it would like to see from the next government, whichever it may be, in terms of policy?
Of course, from a kind of apolitical perspective, we'd like to see continued devolution. We think that can yield much better outcomes per pound of public money than national programmes for economic growth controlled by Whitehall. So we think there's a real benefit for those decisions to be taken closer to the businesses that they impact upon. We'd also like to see the government set its industrial strategy and a national framework that give local places the ability to shape the local industrial strategy that they need to really drive their city region economies.
And one thing you'd like to see from sort of the UK commercial sector?
I think we'd very much like to see greater long-term confidence. We've just heard in the presentations at the conference this afternoon how there's something of a reticence from UK investors, and that the overseas investors are beginning to fill that gap. We've seen that happen here in Leeds City Region, and we'd like to see UK investors really step up and take advantage of those opportunities.
Fantastic, thank you very much.